DTY Mobile. 4HKX. Man, you are up early.
Not this early.
I've been up an hour and a half already.
Earlier, I almost said hi. I wanted to jump in there with Shane, but I was in a really bad service, so I knew y'all probably couldn't hear me.
Hey, to your wedding this morning?
A wedding at an ungodly hour.
Wedding?
1 o'clock.
Guy that knows how to get on with it.
Can't wait. Either one.
You could be correct there.
What time do you think we should have our wedding? Like 5 o'clock, 6 o'clock at night? He goes, no, woman, I want it 9 o'clock in the morning.
I have a long way to get to where they're going, so in their defense, that they could be driving somewhere.
So I did one of these last year. I'm actually helping a buddy, so it's not even my wedding. But I think it's because, I know we're streaming it, so I'm assuming that there's a pretty big time difference in wherever we're streaming it to. Last year we did one, and it was basically the same time. I think we actually started the ceremony at 10 o'clock in the morning. And because it was like, I don't know, 9 o'clock or 7 o'clock at night in India or someplace like that.
Yeah.
That could be another reason. I mean, there could be all kinds of reasons, but, you know, we always think about when you get married, the one reason.
That's the truth. I think most men do. But it's up in Rock Hill. I tell you what, I'm questioning my friendship now with this guy.
You early.
Well, I mean, you get used to being up this time of day, Daniel. It's okay.
It's pretty early. I've been up since 5, which I know is pretty much your normal. But why are you up this early on your day off?
Used to it, and it is what it is. It's easier to stay in this schedule sometimes.
What are you and Chad working on today?
We are working on the antenna up here at the house. I'm going down there to help try to finalize a few things and take down some measurements that we need from the rotator.
Rotator working yet?
No, not that one. The one that's already up.
Copy. Yeah, because I didn't know if maybe you were able to bring it back down. I know we talked about trying to go back up there and take it back down, so I wasn't sure if you did or not.
So it's just like we left it, and it's pretty much just I'm gathering parts and pieces to do what we're trying to do. So that's kind of where we're at.
Yeah, I changed, yeah.
For a fun day. It's always fun when you get to kind of work on the ham radio, or at least your hobby stuff. It makes you feel like the rest of the time you're working is worth it.
It does break up the monotony where I just tend to work all the time for me. So to go do something that can get my mind off work.
Try to come up to the Gaffney Ham Fest just to at least go to one. I have a little bit of time. My wife and kids have an appointment that they're taking care of on Saturday, so I think I may try to come up there Saturday or tomorrow. Just kind of sniff around. I've never been to a Ham Fest, so I may try to find you and Gary to say hi.
Yeah, well, look forward to seeing you if you come. Let me know. I'll keep an eye out for you and let you know where we're at. Bring your wallet with you.
Do you know what Gary's all trying to get rid of?
Not. I haven't talked to him about it. So, I just know that he had some stuff he was going to try to get rid of. And now, you know how he is. So, always trying to help. And I'm glad he's there to do it.
Always is trying to help. I figured he was trying to help get rid of some of the silent keys and stuff. I know he has some of that laying around.
That's what it is, but I'm not sure. Like I said, I'm just going to go and get out of the house and instead of sitting around so much. I enjoy getting out and going. Gives me something.
Get that and understand that. But that would be fun to get out there. I'm like I said,
yeah. Oh, buddy. Hey, hallelujah.
Spot there. I didn't get all that one, but Shane just texted me and said to tell you hello since you didn't want to talk to him earlier.
Sure, that's it. No, I was in that shadow of Paris Mountain, and I knew that there was no way you guys probably were going to hear me as much as I wanted you to. But tell him I said hi.
And he's on HT because he's not driving his truck, so he's listening.
KI-4DTY here. I've been asking Patrick where you've been lately, so I'm glad to hear that you're still doing good.
Okay, you bring that way, you be. Hey, you got all of you.
We're HKX. So how long is this wedding going to take you today?
Pretty much a 7-8 hour wedding from what I know. He didn't give me a lot of details. About 4 or 5 o'clock today.
Well, I figured since I was getting started earlier, they'd get it over with earlier. Wouldn't take quite as long, but I guess they could have them a big old shindig afterwards.
I was confused about it. Usually, like, when we do early morning stuff, we're usually done by 1 o'clock. Because they're just like little, almost like elopement-style weddings. But no, this one's still the full deal.
So, did your brother find him a radio yet?
I'm still looking. I'm going to try to find him something. That's one reason why I may try to go up to the ham fest, see if I can find something, and may try to pick yours and Gary's brain about what would be good for him to start with.
He just got his technician license, correct?
Just technician, but I think he's hoping to take the general maybe by or in February.
I'm sure there'll be some stuff up there. Just a matter of how much money he wants to spend, really, in this hobby.
It's unlimited, pretty much, right there. It's been a pretty expensive hobby, but thankfully I've gotten pretty good deals. I mean, you know that. So that's been helpful. Or I don't think I probably would be as far as what I am right now without like a couple of you guys helping me out like you have.
Try to help him out too. Just got to figure out which way to go with it.
Do you have in your truck?
I have the ID 5100.
Is that dual band?
That is 2 meter, 440, and it also does D-Star, which is digital.
Is that just like Gacy's version of Windlink?
D-Star is more like DMR. It's a digital form of communication.
I get that. I get the two mixed up sometimes, so I'm not sure. Because I thought ICOM had their own version of whatever Windlink is.
Sure about that, but there's no telling. They could.
Elisha, my brother, he's pretty excited. He was texting me last night about it, and he was like, well, what radio do you think we should go with? And we were going back and forth. And so it was like 11:30 at night, and I was like, I got to go to bed. I got to get up at 5 o'clock in the morning. So I told him we'd try to figure that out, though.
Well, like I said, it just matters what he wants to do. Right now, where he's only got his technician ticket, I mean, just getting him on the air on 2 meters will probably be the quickest and best thing to do.
Anyways, that's what I was trying to figure out. And so we were looking at a couple dual bands, just maybe get him into something like that so that he can use cross repeater stuff and also maybe utilize that 440 band some.
There's several radios out there that do that that we could get him into fairly reasonable. So if I see something at the Gaffney tomorrow, I'll let you know if you make it. Now, is this the truck driver or the which brother is this? I don't know.
He's actually the one that second shoots with me to help me with the video stuff. And he owns a handyman service. He started his own company last year doing handyman stuff. So he's actually been kicking my butt because I've been helping him this past week as a favor for something that he helped with.
Good that y'all are helping each other out. Yeah, I just didn't know which brother it was. I know you had two of them, but I didn't know which one had just got their license.
Brother, so driver, one's IT tech, and one's handyman.
Got the whole gamut covered then, don't you?
And then I have two sisters, so one's
I didn't get much of that last one. You were broken up pretty good.
I'm in a hole.
I heard you were in a hole.
4DTY, can you hear me a little bit better now?
04HKX.
There's one's a sheriff and one's a stay-at-home mom. So, yeah, there's six of us in the family, and our holidays are crazy. With I think we have 28 of us when we all get together with nieces and nephews and siblings.
I bet that is interesting. There's quite a few when my family gets together also.
Some fun times, but yeah, so Elisha, he's the one that second shoots with me on all these weddings and stuff. Well, not today, but all of my weddings. So it's going to be fun. I've been trying to get him into the radio for a while. He was the one that was actually supposed to take the test with me almost 2 years ago and bailed out on me the night before.
At least he finally manned up and went and done it.
I've been on his back lately to go ahead and get it before everything got crazy, but he didn't beat the, happened to pay the $35 fee, though, so he should have taken it sooner.
Sure you didn't rub no salt in the wound there. Anyway, I'm starting to lose you again, so I'm going to go ahead and say 7-3s. That way, if somebody else needs to use the repeater or wants to use it, they have the opportunity. You be safe out there, and Have fun at your wedding today. KO4HKX, and I'll be clear.
You have fun. Thank you for the cue. So while I was driving some, tell Chad I said hi, and you guys try not to have too much fun. This is KI4DTY, and I'll be on the side.
K3JCA, Water Creek. 4HKX, KA3JCA.
4HKX, good morning, Richard.
Hey, do you have TMR in the house?
Definitely do.
All right, I'll give you a call on private.
Sounds good. KO4HKX.
K3JCA.